Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The hearing that was happening before the federal judge that is handling Mr. Garcia's case concluded. I haven't been able to review the transcript or any of the reporting yet. All I've seen is a chyron that basically says, federal judge takes Trump administration to task. Another one, judge slams Trump administration in hearing over Garcia case. Folks, we're headed towards deposition and contempt rulings. I'm telling you now, it ain't going to get any better. It's going to get worse first. When we talk about fundamental rights, my guest this half hour is an expert. Her name is Tanya Atkinson. She is the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Tanya, we got a great, one of our very loyal listeners and callers on the line. I wondered if we could let Anne ask you or me a question or give her comment this afternoon before we dig into the two cases currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court deciding women's reproductive freedoms. Anne from Chippewa Falls, you're next. Say hello to Tanya. And what's your question or comment this afternoon?
Hello, Tanya. I have a couple comments, and maybe you can answer these for me. Well, first of all, Pam Bondi, whose country is she talking about? Because it sure the heck isn't mine. It's Project 2025. But what do these multimillionaires and billionaires think our country will look like when they do all this damage? What's our country actually going to look like? How does America look great and healthy again? Has anyone thought about this? What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, clean energy, healthy schools, clean water, what are they voting for? I'm just at a crossroads here, not knowing what's going on in our country. But thank you for your time.
And thanks so much. Here is a somewhat cynical response. What they're voting for is tax cuts for billionaires. And to enact tax cuts for billionaires, you can't run on that. See, if that was the actual campaign slogan, probably wouldn't go so well. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And the best kind of enemy is both the enemy that is external, but also the enemy from within, someone that you can blame. And when people feel real existential economic angst, that they're not doing better, that the game is rigged, and somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks, your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got. But it's still a con. And how many rights of yours or women that you love or the person that you work with are you willing to trade away for some psychological safety that is nothing more but smokescreen and illusion? Tanya, great question from Anne and the big picture stuff, right? What the heck is going on? But let's drill down to some of the details. We've got two cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court that will impact women's reproductive choice as well as healthcare choice more broadly, ultimately. Tell us about the two cases and what's different about each of them.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, there's two cases. So when the Dobbs decision came out and Roe fell, Wisconsin has a law on its books, 1849 law, that was very unclear and very punitive for physicians who provide abortion care. And so that it was, you know, fines, felony charges, prison, you know, imprisonment, you know, it was really serious consequences. Most abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, suspended services. And the attorney general filed a lawsuit saying that law does not apply for a lot of different reasons. The original decision in the Dane County Court, the judge said the law does not apply to voluntary abortion. And now it's Planned Parenthood Wisconsin resumed providing abortion services once the clarification came through. And then the Supreme Court, now it's moved its way up to the Supreme Court. The oral arguments were held in November, and it doesn't have a decision, but the decision is expected this term. Then Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin filed an original action, which is filing straight to the Supreme Court and accepted by the Supreme Court for this term, saying that, you know, the question is, does the Wisconsin Constitution protect our fundamental right to bodily autonomy and agency able to make our own healthcare decisions, including accessing an abortion and providing an abortion. And certainly Planned Parenthood Wisconsin thinks the answer to that question is yes. Oral arguments have not been scheduled yet for that case. So that's sort of the distinction between the two. And they're both waiting at, you know, sort of for the Supreme Court next steps.
Yeah. The major distinction there is, does the 1849 law actually prohibit voluntary abortion, or is it an infanticide statute that basically permits criminal penalties if someone was to physically assault a woman and therefore cause her to lose her fetus? That's the question really in that case, along with some others. But it's, does the 1849 law ban abortion or doesn't it? And then Secondly, and related, does our state constitution grant more rights, a greater bundle of personal privacy and autonomy and bodily autonomy rights than the Supreme Court has found in our federal constitution? This, ladies and gentlemen, is why Brad Schimmel was falling all over himself to assure all of his conservative donors that that 1849 law is just fine, nothing wrong there. And of course, he doesn't find any right to bodily autonomy in our state constitution. Tanya, when they finally schedule those oral arguments, I'd love to have you back to hear more about them.
I would love to come back and have a conversation, Maggie, as always.
So good to see you, folks. That's Tanya Atkinson, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin president, my friend and now yours. I'm Maggie Dawn. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for due process and reproductive freedom.